Welcome to This Week in the News. Good Morning EP's look back at the week that was. I'm Gord Helpme. The South Australian Government this week announced a bounty of The South Australian Government this week announced a bounty of $10 a head on foxes to protect livestock numbers. The scheme is designed to reduce the numbers of the pest currently found on the northern areas of the Eyre Peninsula, amongst other locations in South Australia. Primary Industries Minister David Basham was pleased to announce the official theme song of the bounty campaign this week. Telstra decided this week to make Australia-wide phone calls free from all of its payphones starting next week. This decision was brought on by the failure of mobile networks at times of emergency such as bushfires and floods. Telstra has already been inundated with comments, mainly from people with unique names.
Yeah, just a minute, I'll check. B.O. problem. B.O. problem.
And the Australian Olympic Committee has been embroiled in controversy this week after several Australian athletes are alleged to have trashed their hotel rooms and vomited before departing the athletes' village. The incident comes as athletes are required to leave Japan no more than 48 hours after their final event. The incident was simply a complete misunderstanding, as the athletes were waiting for their fellow competitors to arrive.
What's going on?
I'm just waiting for a mate.
Is that why your car's all smashed up and you're up on the grass at the moment, or what?
Yeah.
And that's the week in news. I'm Gord Helpme.